Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dolat Industries Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shreya Baheti from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Hi, good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Ankit Gupta, President Marketing, Mr. Gaurav Gupta, Vice President Strategy, and Mr. Ajay Patodia, Chief Financial Officer. I would now hand over this call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shreya. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Q4 and full year FY26 earnings call. Before we begin, I want to extend my sincere gratitude to our shareholders, analysts, and partners. It is what drives us to maintain execution discipline and uphold the highest standards of governance and remain focused on compounding long-term value. I would also request everyone to take note of the our statement in our presentation. We are pleased to report that Q4 FY26 operating revenue stood at rupees 622 crores, marking a 13.2% year-on-year growth. This brought our full year operating income to rupees 1,881 crores, up 10% year-on-year. Our volume growth accelerated to 12% year-on-year in Q4, closing the full year at a strong 9.8% year-on-year. For the quarter, gross profit stood at rupees 134 crores, growing 6.7% year-on-year with a margin of 28.1%. For the full year, gross profit was at 622 crores, with a 9.6% year-on-year increase. Gross profit margins stood at 33% for the full year. The economy segment's revenue contribution rose from 55% in Q4 FY25 to 47% in Q4 FY26. This shift in product mix, coupled with elevated cotton prices, weighed on overall realization and compressed gross profit margins by 169 basis points year-on-year, even as the business delivered robust revenue growth of 13.2% year-on-year. In the part of Q1 FY27, we implemented a calibrated strategy.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Sir, the audio is fluctuating. I'll just reconnect your line. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we reconnect the management line. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management line reconnected, so you may go ahead, sir.
So, like I was saying, in the early part of Q1 FY27, we implemented a calibrated price hike, a proactive measure to offset the increase in cotton prices and maintain margins, while keeping our focus firmly on operational stability and sustainable profitability. Our balance sheet remains resilient during the year. The company generated robust operating cash flows of rupees 139 crores as of March 2026. Our net cash from operating activities, as a proportion of operating EBITDA, stood at 70% as of 31st March 2026, affirming that our reported profits are backed by real cash generation, a hallmark of disciplined and high-quality business. Given that we have no major capital expenditure commitments in the near term, our capital allocation strategy is explicitly clear. We remain focused on improving free cash flow from operations, which will support debt reduction while also enabling us to accelerate our growth. Our cash conversion cycle has come down to 154 days in FY26 from 160 days in FY25. We will continue to focus on improving the cash conversion cycle days going forward. The board has recommended a dividend of rupees 3 per share, subject to shareholders' approval, representing a dividend payout ratio of 15.8%. We are pleased to announce that we have officially commenced the pilot run for phase 2 of Project Lakshya. Phase 1 was about laying the groundwork for a more efficient and demand-driven distribution ecosystem. During this phase, we focused on identifying high potential territories with strong retail potential, mapping the complete retail network under each distributor, and enrolling retailers into Project Lakshya to build deeper market research, market reach and engagement. Phase 2, which is in pilot stage now, is focused on deepening our presence in stronghold states by increasing the number of active retailers, further strengthening market share. In non-dominant territories, we are analyzing local competitive dynamics and developing tailored market entry strategies. Building on the momentum of phase 2, we will continue to tailor marketing and deepening data to improve the accounts and new retailers into our ecosystem, with a continued focus on converting them into active accounts. As we enter the new fiscal year, we remain focused on enhancing operational efficiency.
So sorry to interrupt you, sir. So the audio is breaking again, sir. I'll reconnect you one moment, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management line reconnected, so you can go ahead.
Apologies for the technical glitch that happened. Like I was saying, we are confident that this disciplined and execution-driven approach will continue to create sustainable long-term value for our consumers, partners and shareholders. I will now hand over the floor to Gaurav to take you through the operational highlights for the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, Ankit. Let me now highlight some of the key business and operational trends during the quarter. I hope my voice is audible and very clear. Our sustained focus on quick commerce delivered exceptional results, with the channel growing 437% year-on-year and increasing its contribution to revenue from 0.5% to 2.5%. Driven by the strong momentum, non-traditional channels, which includes modern trade, e-commerce and quick commerce, overall recorded a healthy growth of 24.2% year-on-year in FY26, reflecting our successful adaptation to evolving consumer shopping preferences and emerging retail formats. Moving to our brand portfolio, Dollar Protect, our rain guard segment, saw a 49.9% volume surge in Q4, bringing full-year volume growth to 18%, driven by an accelerating consumer shift towards premium and differentiated products. Post-NXT delivered 16% value growth and 24.3% volume growth in Q4. For the full year, it maintained this trajectory, locking in a 16.5% value increase and a 26.2% volume expansion. Moving to our brand architecture, our regular and big boss segments continue to anchor the portfolio, contributing 41.5% and 36.5% respectively. Our premium and focus categories continue to map positive trajectories, with Missy bringing 7.5%, followed by Thermals at 6.1% and Force NXT scaling up to 4.5%. The remaining share was balanced across our specialized categories, Dollar Protect at 2.1%, Dollar Socks at 1.6%, Champion at 0.1%, alongside a minimal footprint in Force Cove and Pepe. Our strategic alliance with GOAT continues to yield strong results, heavily amplified by our deepening footprint in modern retail and quick commerce. In full year FY26, this partnership generated a revenue of 49 crores, that is up 45% compared to last year. In the last period, PAT stood at 4.9 crores with a PAT margin of about 10%. I'll now hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Ajay Patodia, to walk through the details of our financial performance.
Thank you, Gauravji. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Let me take you through our financial performance for the fourth quarter and the full year ended March 31, 2026. For the quarter, FY26 Q4 operating income grew by 13.2% year-on-year to 622 crore. Gross profit rose to 174 crore with a margin of 28.1%, Operating EBITDA stood at 58 crore, growing 2% year-on-year, yielding an operating EBITDA margin of 9.3%. Profit after tax for the quarter increased by 11.4% year-on-year to 33 crores, with a PAT margin of 5.2%. Looking at full-year performance, operating income rose by 10% year-on-year to 1,881 crores. Gross profit increased by 9.6% to rupees 622 crores, delivering a margin of 33%. Operating EBITDA rose 9.3% to rupees 200 crores, with margin of 10.6%. Profit after tax reached to rupees 107 crore, registering a 18% year-on-year growth with PAT margin of 5.7%. We successfully rationalized our advertisement spend to 5.5% of operating income in FY26. As structural operating leverage kicks in with scale, we confidently expect this ratio to moderate further in the coming quarter. Brand-wise contribution for the full year in our Dollar Men category is 36.5%. YZY contribution last year in FY25 is 38.8%. Our economic segment Dollar Always contribute 41.5% in this year. YZY last year 39.1%. Our women segment Dollar Woman Missy contribute around 7.5%. YZY last year 8%. Our winter segment Dollar Thermal contribute 6.1%. YZY last year 5.9%. Our super premium segment Force NXT contribute 4.5%. YZY last year 4.2%. Rainwear segment 2.1%. Dollar Socks 1.6%. And Pepe around 0.01%. With that, we conclude our opening remarks and open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congrats on the good performance. Sir, my first question is on this price hike. So, is it possible to know after the what period of time has the industry taken this price hike? And is this price hike a one-off event or will we continue doing this given that raw material inflation continues to sort of remain fairly high? And as a result, you may have to take another round of price hikes.
So this price hike, the entire industry has taken almost after 2 years of time. So after 2 years, we have taken this price hike in the Q1 of this current fiscal year. And we don't think that it will continue further because we are seeing the cotton prices and the yarn prices are getting stabilized now. So the price hike that we have taken in the Q1, I think we don't have to take any further price hike now.
So what is the quantum of price hike taken?
So one price hike that we have taken during the month of April would be somewhere around 3 to 4%. And another 2 to 3% will be taking from the month of June.
So you will take another price hike in June.
So we have distributed the price hike into two parts, basically.
So overall, about 4 to 5%.
Overall, yeah, around 4 to 6%.
Okay. And given this price hike, this is. Meaning you would have also rolled back some schemes and discounts or overall realization should go up by 4 to 6 plus scheme and discount going away will further improve or this is all inclusive?
So this is all inclusive, I would say. So
our schemes and discounts are moderately fair, and we have maintained that percentage over the years. So it's a pure price hike that we are taking in this quarter.
And this has not led to any volume growth going away, right? I mean, volume growth still can't, meaning there is no risk of market share loss.
No, no. We don't think that there will be a loss in the market share, because every player in the industry will be taking this price hike in this particular quarter.
No, so unorganized also are taking price hikes, or only the organized players are taking?
I'm unable to speak about them at the moment, but overall, at an association level, all the organized players are taking this price hike, and given the scenario of the yarn supply and demand gap and the yarn prices rising and the cotton prices rising, everyone will have to take a price hike sooner or later.
Okay. Secondly, sir, your operating cash flow generation has seen a good improvement. It's close to now 139 crores. Now that you mentioned there is hardly any capex, so this debt of 264 crores which is currently sitting on the balance sheet, is it fair to say that 1 year down the line we can have a substantial reduction in this debt which is of 264 crores?
Yes, we can certainly reduce the debt, and by FY28 we reduce to zero. Already in the last year, we reduced the short-term and borrowing and long-term borrowing around 50 crores.
So if in 2 years it becomes zero, can we say that 130-odd crores will get repaid this year and maybe another 130 next year?
You'll see the progress this year as well, because this year also we are trying to reduce our overall cash conversion cycle by another 5 to 7 days. We are planning to do that as well, so it will also generate a bit of cash, extra cash. Plus it will also help us, this extra cash flow will help us to fuel or accelerate our growth also, growth trajectory.
And lastly, any guidance which you generally give guidance for the full year? So any guidance you would want to share for next year?
We will take some time, and maybe during the Q1 earnings call, we'll be able to give you with a firm guidance for the entire fiscal year. But we are very optimistic and hopeful about FY27 to go well, and a strong volume with a strong volume growth.
But in terms of, sir, EBITDA margin coming back to double digit, you think it is very far off?
Sorry?
No, sir. EBITDA margin hasn't been in double digit since a while. So you think it is very far off, or how should we read? Given the price hike, can we expect that double digit margin should be nearer rather than farther?
So EBITDA margin this year, we have done around 10.82%. Our EBITDA margin was at almost 11%. And this year also, our margin should be good. So overall, if the situation remains okay and favorable, the margin should be better than what we closed last fiscal.
Okay. Thank you so much, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Deepali Kumari from Aryan Capital Market Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I have just a few questions. So what is the expected impact on EBITDA margin following the merger of the 9 promoter companies, specifically from the elimination of intercompany leasing and job work transactions?
With respect to our merger, we already filed the application with the NCLT, and the first motion is also announced by the NCLT. Basically, the merger of RPT with our main donor companies mainly lead to corporate governance, and we reduce our related party transactions. The revenue effect on the total revenue is not much. Like in earlier calls, we also specified that around 4 to 5 crore of expenses reduced, like royalty and other service charges and rent payment. But overall revenue is not much affected by the merger. But for this year, we already have the positive outlook, and we also started our pilot run project for the phase 2 project Lux, and we also introduced high EBITDA margin product. So certainly we can say that this year we have the good EBITDA margin from the last fiscal year. We can also
sir, you can continue.
Many you can.
Okay, so sir, I am asking, like, how will the JV leverage like B2C channel like differently from Dollar Industries?
B2C channel.
Sorry, didn't get your question. Can you repeat that once more?
I'm asking, how will the JV leverage B2C channel differently than Dollar Industries e-commerce infrastructure?
So our Pepe Inner Fashion, the JV company that we have a license for Pepe Inner Pepe Jeans, and it deals only with athleisure and innerwear segment under the brand name Pepe Jeans. So over there, what we are doing is we are only operating in D2C segment or the channel, which is e-commerce sales. Sales through large format stores, organized retail, instead of trade channel that we usually do in Dollar Industries. So in Dollar Industries, what happens is our 87% of the sales comes from trade channel, which is distribution-led model. 10% comes from e-commerce and quick commerce, large format stores. And 3% comes from exports.
Okay. So like after launching of premium, so 87% of the domestic that will go to international, like is there any view on that?
So it does not include Pepe Jeans sales, because only the bottom line gets consolidated as 51% share is with the our JV partner, out of which 2% is the non-voting shares that they have, and so only bottom line gets consolidated. In our top line, the revenue coming in from the JV company does not get added up.
Okay, and sir, on the garment manufacturing capacity, so what is the capacity utilization in FY26, and like, do we see any major capex in upcoming year in that strategy?
You want to ask with regard to Dollar Industries capacity?
Garment manufacturing capacity, like which is
So in our Hosiery industry, basically it is mainly depend on the job workers. It is in this in we have. 3 to 4 process, knitting, bleaching, cutting and stitching. Out of which knitting and bleaching process in-house, cutting is also in-house, and stitching process mainly in our economic segment and mid segment are subcontracted to the job worker. And in our industry, we can increase or reduce the capacity by 20 to 30% by introducing new job worker. So already last year we have the volume of around 28 crore pieces, and if there is a demand and we require the same, we can use the by addition of new job worker and increase the capacity. There is no any requirement of any capex for increase the capacity, production capacity.
Okay. Sir, on the inventory days, I like it's dropped down. From 130 to 102. Like, was this a result of systematic improvement or like any seasonal liquidation of stock?
No, we try to reduce our inventory and we also want to improve our working capital days. So we already work on the inventory side also. So we continue to improve in this field, in this fiscal year also.
Okay. And so like, are you planning your retail footprint beyond Middle East?
So most of our exports happens in the Middle East area only, Gulf countries, plus some African countries, and in the Southeast Asia part, Myanmar and Burma is a market where we supply.
Okay, and so like on the luxury distributor side, like any guidance on the debt, like how will it go in FY 2027 or 2028?
So in Lakshya area, the growth has been good. We are seeing a good result in that segment as well. And now very recently we have started the pilot run of phase 2 also, which will help us activating more retailers in the already enrolled states.
Okay, and on the women segment side, like, do you see an internal target over few years?
So, given the overall taste and preference that has changed in the market for past 2 years, couple of years, we are seeing a degrowth in the market with respect to the leggings and churidar sales. But overall, pant sales are increasing simultaneously, but not up to the 100% mark. So we are very hopeful that this particular fiscal will be able to garner some growth on the outer garment part as well. And at the same time, when we talk about the lingerie segment and the intimate wear, it is growing as per the industry standards.
Okay. And so, like, if you can talk about, like, your margin and revenue guidance in your upcoming future.
So like I said before also, that we'll be giving the guidance during the Q1 earnings call. We're still working on that front. So we'll have to wait for a bit.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and want to ask question. The next question is from the line of Shirinjara Mittal from MS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. I have two questions. One is that on gross margin, for this quarter is down 170 bps approximately year on year. So how much of that is attributable to just the cotton price headwinds that we are seeing versus how much is also because of the increased competitive intensity and the some incremental discounting which might have happened because of that? So that is my first question.
With respect to gross margin, we can say that the main factor is our product mix. In this quarter, our product mix, our economic segment dollar always contribute around 47%, and overall in full year it is around 41%. So mainly ASP due to economic segment increase, our ASP is reduced to this extent, and some of part also due to increase in the yarn prices, due to increase in the yarn prices, our prices are same and the realization is reduced to the extent. So mainly two factors: this one, contribution of economic segment is increased to 47%, and increase in the raw material prices.
Understood. And in just a follow up to that, so the economic segment share has increased. Is that, what is our read of that? Is it also related to sub-product mix, or is it because as a whole, like, there's a little bit of down-trading probably which has happened?
Down-trading happening in our industry is very rare. People generally don't down-trade. It's just that demand for economy range of products in Q4 was pretty high as compared to our Dollar Man, which is our mid-premium brand, the flagship brand of Dollar, which is Dollar Big Boss. So it's about the demand at that particular point. So.
Understood, Ankit. And so on that, so are we seeing that this is just a quarter thing, and we don't think that as a structurally that has changed for us, that maybe Dollar always will do better than the premium ranges that we have, or like has is there a structural change also that we are seeing?
It's not that, because if you look at Force NXT also, it has been growing by 25-26% year-on-year basis. So it's our super premium brand that we have, right? And so it's not a structural thing which is happening. It's a very temporary thing. And moreover, we think that Dollar Always or the economy range of products sale is increasing because of high consumption that is happening in tier 2, tier 3 cities, majorly in semi-rural or rural areas, there's a shift from unorganized to organized at that particular segment, because people are always aspiring to go for a branded product rather than a local product. So some factor contribution should have come from that place as well, because that's the only reason why economy range of product sale will increase this much. Plus, from past 3 years, we have also started advertising the economy range of products, which was earlier not done. Saif Ali Khan being our brand ambassador for the economy range of products, Dollar Leher. So there are n number of factors which might have contributed in the increment of the contribution coming in from the economy range of products.
Understood. No, that's very clear. And my second question is that our inventory days have improved quite a bit this year. So what has driven that? And do we think that this kind of inventory cycle is sustainable?
See, inventory cycle is very season based, and if you look at a half yearly balance sheet also, the inventory is a bit on the higher side because of the thermal ranges. And so the major thing that we need to work upon is the receivable days. We need to reduce that as well. So overall, we are very hopeful that this particular fiscal also will be able to reduce overall working capital cycle days by 5 to 7 days. And it will come majorly from the receivable days that we have.
Understood. So is it fair to understand that the inventory days which have reduced in this year, there is some seasonality element to it, but that is not something that we see maybe like the current FY26, the inventory days that we close at, that may not be probably sustainable, but receivable days are where we are expecting the maximum reduction to happen.
Yeah, but overall, we'll see another 5 to 7 days coming down. It may be a combination of inventory days and debtor days both, or only debtor days coming in. Because with respect to inventory, it is always seasonal and cyclical. So I'm unable to comment on that. But then at an optimized level, inventory days will be 95 to 100 days minimum. Because in our industry, the production cycle is about 90 days from the time we order yarn and from the time we invert the yarn till the final goods and the goods getting sold. So mostly 95 to 100 days is at an optimized level, given the number of SKUs also that we have, the different kind of categories that we have. So overall, what we see is the improvement in receivable days will definitely help us in lowering down our overall working capital days cycle.
Understood. That's very helpful. And if I can squeeze in one more question, if I look at the revenue contribution from Lakshya, that has come down in this quarter. I'm just like taking out the quarterly number. That tends to come down a little bit in Q4. Even last year it was 29%, but in this year that contribution is like down to from 29 to 27% odd. So can you help me understand that? Why would that be the case? What is causing that?
So overall contribution on a full year basis, if you see, this Lakshya project is secondary based project. So whatever gets sold to the retailer gets replenished to the distributor. There's no push sales which is happening over there. So seeing that on quarter on quarter basis will not do justice to the project. Instead, the overall contribution that came out during the full year remains to be at a similar level what it was in the last fiscal.
Right. No, that's clear. Understood. No, thank you. Thanks for taking my questions and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Resham Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So one wanted to understand that, you know, why is Q4, seasonally a strong quarter for us every year? Any specific reasons there?
So what happens is, during Q4, what happens is there's winter going and the incoming of the summer season. So the distributors stock up the goods so that they can actually service the retail market where the actual consumer offtake starts happening from the for the Eid period also. So during Eid and Holi, most of the innerwear gets sold in the market. So that is one reason, the festivity plus the onset of the summer season, because of which the distributor starts stocking up so that they can actually service the retail outlets on a timely manner.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit more of the, you know, demand scenario? How is it shaping up for innerwear? Maybe if you want to, you know, slice it and dice it across, let's say men, women, genders, or, you know, say across channels or across regions also for that matter, north, west, east, south.
So the demand is... the demand for the product is there. See, we deal into basic products. So sooner or later, people will have to buy it. We are actually the second skin to a consumer, right? But the demand seems stagnant. And generally in Q1, the consumers actually buy more and more innerwear because there's a lot of wear and tear which happens during the summer season, and frankly speaking, in the rural India, a vest is an outerwear for a farmer or a people living in rural India. So the wear and tear happens at a faster rate. But what we are seeing in this particular quarter is because of the exceptional heat conditions across key Indian markets, so the retail footfall for this quarter has reduced a bit, but It's a timing issue. It's not a structural one. So the underlying demand has not changed. It has it remains intact. So that is what we are seeing right now. But overall, we are very optimistic and hopeful for a great fiscal year, FY27. Sorry.
Sure. So any specific regions that you would like to highlight, you know, where demand has, you know, let's say kind of improved or it has worsened off? I understand from your comments that overall the demand is stable, but any region specific or channel specific for that matter, if you would like to call out?
So when we talk about channel specific, our e-commerce division and onboarding some of the quick commerce players also into that. That has given us a very good growth in FY26, and for this particular fiscal also, we are very hopeful that the growth rate coming in from the e-commerce segment or the e-commerce division or the large format stores, the chain stores that we have, it will give us a very good growth. We are eyeing a 20-25% kind of a growth in our modern trade channel as well, this particular fiscal. With respect to the trade channel, the Lakshya areas have been doing really good, whether it be Rajasthan, Gujarat, Mumbai and its surroundings. And overall, I'm unable to say that any of our region which is doing not doing good, because all our the sales team that we have on a state basis or the agents that we have, they have been working really hard. And with this phase 2 coming in, we are very hopeful that the Lakshya areas will give us a better performance this particular fiscal.
Right. And, you know, now modern trade, e-com, quick-com is almost 10% of our revenue. So, how different would the margins in these channels be versus our general trade channel?
It is almost similar, because in e-commerce, what happens is the holding cost is a bit high as compared to the trade channel that we have, and the payments are much more faster in e-commerce and large format stores as compared to the trade channels. So vis-a-vis, so if you see overall margin model, It's almost similar.
And in terms of, you know, going back to the demand, so, you know, after we have taken the price hike, have we seen some impact of that on, you know, let's say demand getting adversely impacted after we have taken the first round of price hikes in April? So if, let's say, May was more subdued versus the May of 2025?
No, not really. I wouldn't say that the demand is gotten affected because of the price hike, because for any industry, a bit of a price hike is always important and always looked at as a good future outlook, right? So even in the market also, the distributors or the retailers, they are also very optimistic whenever the price hike happens. I wouldn't say that it has affected the demand in any sort.
Right. And competition, and can you just comment on, you know, how has been the competitive landscape, the competitive pressures, have they been increasing? I think to one of the earlier participants, you also did mention that you can only comment about the organized players that may have taken the price hikes as an industry, but maybe if unorganized, based on, you know, your channel feedback, etc., you know, on ground, have they taken price hikes, and how have the competitive pressures in general shaped up overall?
So the overall competitive intensity is getting stabilized now, so we are seeing a positive approach in that space as well.
Okay. And lastly, I know you are not giving a guidance yet for the current financial year, but with, you know, the way, if you see that, you know, demand continues to remain stable the way you have been talking about, would it be fair to then expect, you know, a double-digit kind of a growth on the revenue front, and maybe margins at par or better versus
FY26? So, it will be better, definitely. And in fact, the margins will also be better. And in fact, we are very optimistic about the growth part as well for the full fiscal year as a whole. So, obviously, we are eyeing a double-digit growth this fiscal as well.
Would it be low teens, high teens, assuming the situation, the status quo in terms of demand remains?
Sorry?
Would the growth, revenue growth, be in low teens, like let's say 12-13%, or would it be more like 15% plus if the...
Yeah, Right now, I'm unable to give you a number, and we'll surely come back with a number on or before the Q1 earnings call.
Currently, this year, we also taken the price hike around 6-7% in this quarter. So we are very hopeful that this year we have double-digit growth in volume and value also. So ultimately, the EBITDA margin also increased because we also rationalize our advertisement expenses to the tune 5.5% to this year, and current year we also rationalize to some extent.
Understood. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Shreya Bhaiti from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Broker. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So, sir, so the gross margin in Q4 was impacted due to both change in product mix and also due to the rising cotton prices. So, sir, I just wanted to understand that we have taken price hikes in Q1. So, do we still expect that there will be a certain element of this rising input cost that will put pressure on the gross margin, or will it be offset by the price hikes that we have taken? And on net basis, there will be expansion only.
No, we already take a price hike, or we expect that our gross margin also improves.
Okay. And so my second question is on the competition intensity. So one of the competitors in the industry have said that there has been consolidation in the market with some of the D2C players closing their offline channel expansion and moving back to the D2C segment only. So, and they have gained market share due to this. So, sir, have we also seen any kind of market share gain due to this? Sorry.
Gaurav, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, already our market competition is already steep. The market is now getting stabilized. And with respect to e-commerce, our JV partner, Goat, already 100% shifted to D2C business.
Hello, yes, sir.
So 100% shifted to D2C business, and in our Dollar Industry Limited, we have also the growth from 8% to 10% in this year. And mainly the contribution increase, there is echo sound actually.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what happens is the D2C brand. Hello, there's an echo in the call. Hello, am I clear?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. So what happens is the D2C brands who have closed down their offline channel and moved back to the online sales. Their impact in the offline sales was very minuscule. So, it wouldn't make a very big impact on the sales growth or the market share, getting the market share from them. So, it wouldn't actually make much of a difference over there.
Understood, sir. And so, just one last question on the Project Lakshya front. So, sir, with this phase two, what I understand is that we will be expanding our active retailer count in the existing areas where we have already expanded Project Lakshya. So, sir, by when do we expect this to be completed? And, sir, post this, will we be accelerating our expansion of Project Lakshya into the newer states where we are yet to fully enroll this program?
See, Asha, currently we are still working about the states where we have not entered with Project Lakshya because of the competitive dynamics that is happening. So we are developing some tailored strategies so that we can enter the market without harming the overall sales. And competition is very aggressive, seeing our results in Lakshya states. So in non-Lakshya states, to enter new states, we are getting some pushbacks also in the market. So we are very hopeful that after this phase two we'll again resume and entering into new states developing under Lakshya. So that's what we are strategizing now.
Okay, sir. Understood. These were my questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take this as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
I would like to thank you all for taking the time out to join the earnings call. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.